Okay, so sorry for the change in the schedule. Hopefully it'll be about half hour, then you'll have still an hour left. The learning we do today is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Esther Bas Chaim. It's the yard site today, so the learning we do, it should be Le'ilui Nishmas. So, short chabur, because the goal is not really to break into the sugya too much, it's more to break open the sugya, and you can see it as more of an introductory ha'aros. It's not a complete thought, and also I realize the end of Seder just now, that's even less than complete. I still understand a major piece of it, but hopefully it'll be what the Chabur will accomplish. Will show some Ayin Makomos that are coming up and some things to think about as you go through Ayin Gimel and Aleph. My understanding is almost everyone's Ayin Gimel and Aleph, and if not, very close. So this should start it, and then we'll continue over the course of the week, because yeah, the Shema we'll do again Wednesday. The Mishnah tells us that there's a din that if someone's rodef acher chaver lahargo, and a few other instances, so matzilin oso benafsho. So this we're not going to talk about now, but there's a discussion in the Rishonim. You have to figure out what the nafkamina is. Who cares what the grammar implies? But there's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Rashi saw Tosfos. The Ran talks about this. The Adramat talks about this. Who are we being matzil with whose nefesh? I mean, it's obvious whose nefesh it is, but who is it modifying? So are we being matzil, what you would, I would have thought as a pashup shot, you're being matzil the nirdaf b'nafsho shal rodef, or you're being matzil the rodef b'nafsho shal rodef. What does it mean, matzil the rodef? It means matzil, like Rashi seems to say right away, matzil the rodef from doing the avera. So it's really a chesed to the rodef that we're stopping from doing the avera. So that's a machlokas rishon where we had to read it. You have to work a little bit to see what the machlokas is. Is it really possible there's machlokas? The girsa in the Gemara seems to be machria one way. Maybe there's another girsa if you go to Ayin Dalet. So that's what to talk about. And also, what's nafgamina? Who cares who we're being matzal? It's the same din. So you have to think about that a little bit also, but we're not going to talk about that now. The major chakira, one major chakira, which we've alluded to in the past, it was more direct in Abba Machter, it's a little more indirect here. In our sugya, is the question of what exactly does this misa represent? Is this misa some sort of onesh for the rodef, or is it what seems to be more obvious? It's not an onesh because there's no edim, there's no hasra taking place ostensibly. It's not a regular case of there's no based in, so it's hatzalas anirdaf. Okay, so then you can get into Reb Chaim, which some people were working on already. It's not critical for what we're about to talk about, but whether the din is a din of pikuach nefesh, so you have to kill in order to save, or is it some new din of not pikuach nefesh, because then it wouldn't apply to Gayim, and we see that the din of rodef and edim applies to Gayim, but rather a din of hatzalas anirdaf. There's stam a din of hatzalas anirdaf, because there's a kasev that you save a nirdaf, but either way, it's not connected to any sort of onesh. So you have to balance the different ma'amar komos, which is what we'll spend a little time on now. Just to note, what we spoke about last time is relevant, it's just not directly relevant, because the raya we brought, let's say in the Rambam, that the whole mechayev, but the whole din, the heter, to kill the Baba Machteres, remember, Ein Lo Damim was that there's no chiyuv for having killed him. What gives you the mutter lahargo? That comes from the fact that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says there's a din that we were ma'anish, the Baba Machteres, as a ganav. The same way you knas a ganav, the same way you dal behe a ganav. So sometimes a ganav gets killed, Baba Machteres. So it's an onesh. So that's relevant in terms of a mashal, but it's not directly relevant because that's dafka by Baba Machteres, where it's one of the onshe hagneva. It's a different mitzvah than rodef. Rodef, the mitzvah to kill, I'm phrasing it wrong, but the mitzvah to kill a rodef is brought in the Rambam in a different mitzvah. That's how we started the whole sugya last time. It's brought in mitzvah, let's say, Reish Tzadi Gimel, which is, it's a los I say, because it's losacha seinecha. So it's a separate mitzvah entirely. So it might be a good mashal from Bab Machteres, but it's not directly relevant to what we're talking about. Makes sense? So you have to think about this question of onesh versus hatzal sanirdav separately when it comes to the rodef. So what you worked on either yesterday or last week or today, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis Mem Beis seems to give you the clearest indication that there's no such thing as onesh here, because the Gemara there says very clearly, black and white, that a katan who is a rodef is killed. There's a din of lahatzil benafsho shel katan. Then the Gemara gets into ubar and the makasha leilid by an isha, so there's not even a shear of katnas, whatever, just any rodef whatsoever. There's no onshin by an ubar, just like there's no onshin by a 12-year-old, but either way, so there's nothing to it, and still he's neherag. So clearly, katan lavar onshin and afal pichin, we have a din of hatzal san nirdaf, it's seemingly not related to any sort of onesh. you have a, this isn't a raya because he's clearing it, and we'll see soon that it could still work with the other side. But the Mishnah Melech Hilchos Shabbos, you've probably seen 10 times at this point, quoted in various svarim. The Mishnah Melech Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Daled, is mistopic if you have a rodef achar arayos b'Shabbos, where there's no pikuach nefesh. Or sorry, I should say, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The Mishnah Melech is mistopic when you have a rodef achar chavir laharga on Shabbos. And the question is, should you kill that rodef on Shabbos? The reason the Mishnah Melech is clearing it is because of this question, we're ain ma'anishim b'Shabbos, we don't do onshin on Shabbos. And he answers, no, it's hatzalas anirdaf. There's pikuach nefesh. So you still have to kill the rodef, even though it's Shabbos. Now, it's not a raya that it's not onshin, right? It could be that even though it's onshin, there's pikuach nefesh that overrides it. But it's a hint to the fact that there's such a thing as hatzalas anirdaf outside of, separate from, distinct from, the concept of onesh. Now, I want to give you basically a mahalach. It's going to incorporate just regular Mar Makomos here, but it's a mahalach that I initially heard from Rav Twersky, in which he dealt with this chakira. And the mahalach is helpful in the Rambam, and it's the Rambam's really we saw last time as well. So if you look in the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Ratzeach, Halachi Yud Gimel, the Rambam says as follows. We learned this Rambam together when we did Rav Velvel, the Briska Rav. Kol yachal lehatzel be'evim me'evarav, the din of Rabbi Yonos HaMenshal. So a person has the opportunity to kill the rodef lahargo b'nafsho, the rodef achar chaver lahargo b'nafsho. He has the opportunity to not kill him, but to save the nirdaf by taking off one of the avar, by shooting at the legs. V'lo tarach b'chach, he didn't try so hard. Ela hitzel b'nafsho shal rodef lahargo, rather he killed the rodef, seemingly gratuitously. So the Rambam says, harei zeh shofech damim v'chayev misa. So he's considered a shayfech damim, meaning he's a murderer. He shouldn't have killed the rodev in such an instance. Avol ein beisin mimisno, so, but he's not actually killed. It's like a chiv mizbidei shemayim. So at the time, Rav Tversky just noted that there's a little bit of a superfluous lashon here, lashon yaseira here, because the Rambam could have written, kol yachal hatzel be'ev me'var, avil tarach b'chach, ela hitzel b'nafshol shal rodev ve'hargo, chayv misa, or, you know, Chayv Misa Aval Ein Basin Mimisin Oso. Why did the Rambam have to put in Hareze Shofech Damim? Meaning, if you're not allowed to do it, it's Shofech Damim. Even if you just say, Kol Yachol Hatzel Bechem Evarv, and he didn't Matzel Bechem Evarv, he's Chayv Misa, so that's enough. Why do I need to tell you that he's Hareze Shofech Damim? Three extra words, four extra words. Hareze Shofech Damim. So, Al Karchach, what it seems is that the Rambam's stressing something with those words, Hareze Shofech Damim. The simplest thing to say is as follows. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Zion, it comes up in Mentes, and it comes up again on Ayin Dalet, where we have the dinner of Bionis and Menshol. Let's assume, like Rashi for a second, that there is a Bar Plugda, meaning there's a Machlokes, Tanayim, Chachamim, versus Rabbi Yonatan Menshol, whether in a case of Yachal Hatzel Be'Echamei Barav, you have to try Dafka to take Echamei Barav as opposed to actually kill the guy. Machlokes Tanayim. So, what's that Machlokes Tanayim about? So apparently the Chachamim think that Bechiai Gavna, the guy is a rodef, regardless of whether you have a clear shot at his legs, you can kill him. And Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul says, I would have thought that, Elamai, I have Xeris HaKasav. Ayin Dal Aron Aleph, we'll see some of the Limudim. I have Xeris HaKasav that Yach L'Atzel Be'achem Eivarav, I shouldn't kill him, I should take off one of his Eivarim instead. What you see from the Machlokes Tanayim, whether it's the Chachamim Maskana, or Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul and Nahava Mina, what you see is that the starting point, the Muskel Rishon, the Svarach Yitzona, is that this guy, you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to kill a Rodef. Even if you're able to save him, Be'achem Eivarav, either the Chacham will say, still you're able to kill him, or Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul will say, you're not allowed to kill him, but only because of Xeris HaKasuv. But the Svarach Yitzona, the initial thought, would be that Minastam, you should be able to kill this Rodef. So that's a Pella, no? Ritzicha is Ritzicha. So if the guy is a rodef and you have no other choice, so Avadi, you should shoot him in the head. You should push him off a cliff. You should kill him. Of course you should. But if there's another way, so why isn't it just the Svarach Yitzona that you have to take off his legs, that you have to shoot him in the arm? Why isn't it obvious that Yachal Atzim Echmei Evarav is the default? So we'll talk about the Svar in a second, but what Rambam is clearly addressing is he's saying, Kol yachal ahatzel bechem me'evar v'lo tarach b'kach, ela hitzel b'nafshel sh'rodef ahargo. You would think that there's nothing wrong with that, because anyways, the guy was a rodef, you should be able to kill him. No, harei zeh shofech damim, that is considered murder. So we don't understand why this is a chiddush, but the Rambam is addressing that chiddush by saying Hareza Shofech Dam, and that's what the extra words are coming to do. So what's Taka L'Pshat? Why is it that the stam is that it's mutter to kill the guy? I would have thought the stam is that it's usher to kill the guy, unless you absolutely have to. But say the chamim you mamash can kill the guy, and says Rabbi Nassim Shal, okay, because of exerus kaz, if you can't kill the guy, but the stam is that you could. So at the time, Rav Tursky pointed to the next page in our Gemara, and if Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph, the Gemara there tells us a din that a rodef, who is being rodef after chaver lahargo, and in the course of his chasing the nirdaf, he trips over some kalim. Bein shel nirdaf, bein shel acherim. Doesn't matter whose kalim it was. He's pater milashalim. Why is he pater milashalim? So the assumption is that the kimle b'rav minei applies to the rodef in that case, which means that the rodef is mischayev b'nafsho as he's running to kill the nirdaf. He breaks the nirdaf's kalim or somebody else's kalim in the course of his chasing, and he's pater from tashlumin on the shivrei kalim because he was really already mischayev b'nafsho when he was running, and therefore it's kimle b'rav minei. So once you have this Gemara, don't forget about keeping in mind, but we already mentioned a few other Gemaras, but once you have this Gemara, I don't know, it's hard to say any other way. It sounds like there's a Chiv Misa here. It sounds like as the guy is running after his friend to kill him, there's already a Chiv Misa that's set in. Otherwise, how would you say, comes Chayav Ben Ashay? Chiv Misa means there's a Chiv Misa. He's doing something that's a Chiv Misa. So he's Mischayav Ben Ashay already at this time, and L'chorah, that accounts for you having a mitzvah to kill him. And he's pater on kim le'drab, meaning if he breaks the kalim. What's the pshat net? Meaning, why is someone mischayev b'nafsho if he didn't? Rashi's always telling us, halo kamiktel v'miktel. Halo kakatel v'miktel. He didn't kill yet, and yet we're killing him. Okay, but Taka, why is that true? Why is it true that the guy is already chayev misa before he actually commits the avera? Where does that come from? How do you have such a concept of someone being chayev misa before he actually commits the avera? So here, I'm putting together two different things. When we learned Eilun Iris, Rav Tversky said a mahalich in a sugya over there that accounted for this as well. The pasuk in Parshas Bo says Vayelchu v'yasu bnei Yisrael kasher tziva, etc., meaning that the Klal Yisrael listened to Hashem's command kasher tziva, and Vayelchu v'yasu, they went and they performed the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So it's a funny lashon Vayelchu v'yasu. So Rashi on the pasuk quotes the Mechilta, which says that Vayelchu v'yasu, all it had to say was v'yasu, it's a Karban Pesach. Why does it say Vayelchu v'yasu? So the Mechilta says, Litein schar al ha-halicha kimo ha-asiya. Meaning that the same way that the Jewish people are going to get reward for the asiyas Karban Pesach, for actually, you look at the Tziv in his comments on the Mechilta there, he spells this out, the same way that you're going to get a reward, a schar, for having performed the Karban Pesach, so too, at that same level, same darga, there's a schar on the halicha. Vayelchu vayasu. The Torah equates the halicha and the asiya of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. That's what the Mechilta that Rashi quotes explains. It's a chiddush, because you would have thought that that's like a hechsher mitzvah. It's okay, unless you have the netziv's hechsher mitzvah ksuba Torah in certain cases, it's a hechsher mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah itself, but the Torah is teaching us that a halicha to a mitzvah is already considered a mitzvah. You have this in Chazal, in the Gemara, the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah, on Chaf Hei, it says, holchei mitzvah are already considered osik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah, meaning halicha to a mitzvah is considered in the derech of the mitzvah, and therefore it's part of the mitzvah. Meaning there's some srach mitzvah to the halicha, to the mitzvah. As I'm heading towards the mitzvah, I'm already osik, I'm already involved in the srach mitzvah, it's already shmeks of the mitzvah that I'm going on my way to perform. So at the time, Rav Tversky wondered out loud, can the same thing apply in the opposite direction? Meaning if someone gets in the car and says, that's it, I'm sick of this whole thing, I'm going to eat at McDonald's. So he gets in the car and starts driving to McDonald's. Is he asid litain din v'cheshman on the car ride also, or just when he bites into the cheeseburger when he gets to the McDonald's? So maybe, even when a person is holich, vayelchu v'yasu, the same way that you get schar on the asiyas mitzvah, mishas halicha, so too you get punished. Al ha'avera, mishas halicha. There's a srach avera that exists already at the time of travel, at the time of commuting towards doing the avera. The truth is, this is not. You'll see in a second, it's not going to be a raya, but l'chora, there's a very good ma'ar makom for this. In the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim in Klal Aleph, in one of the footnotes, he's mitzayin a shlah. The shlah kadosh says exactly this point. He quotes the pasuk of Vayelchov Yasu, and he says, the mechilta of litein schar ala halicha kimo ha'asiya, and he says that klal of halicha ve'asiya, equating the going to a mitzvah and doing the mitzvah itself, he says that klal applies to averus as well. The Shlach says it's mefurish, like Rav Tversky's svara. So I thought that was a good mitzvah. But if you keep reading in the Chafetz Chaim, at least the Chafetz Chaim himself, he says, yeah, there are three examples where this is true. The reason why he's talking about it is because lo seleich rachil, that when a person is involved in Lashon Hara, even the halicha to saying that rechilas or Lashon Hara is already part of the avera. You look there for the other example. I think one of them is going to a meal of the Zara, and I'm blanking on what the third one is. But the Chafetz Chaim basically boils down to and says, there are three instances that I can point to in the Torah where the Torah has like a gzeres hakasev that the halicha is considered like the asiyah. So in these three instances, what the Shlach is referring to, that the halicha ledvar avera is already considered a srach avera. But according to the Chafetz Chaim, it's not a klal and kol Torah kula. It could be the Shlach meant a klal and kol Torah kula, but the Chafetz Chaim doesn't learn it that way. But Rav Tversky had a svar like that, and the Shlach seems to have it as a gzeres hakasev also from the Elchav Yasuv by mitzvah, so you transfer to averos. But at least in svar, you could hear, even if you don't have a gzeres hakasev, at least in Svar, you could hear that when a person's mamish on the way, they're involved in the avera already, that's also considered a srach avera, the same way holchei mitzvah are considered oskim b'mitzvah. So if that's true, so then it's possible to explain two things. First of all, this is where Rav Tversky had spoken about it. In the Gemara in Ksuvas on the Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes a din of Rav Chista. Rav Chista says that someone who is gonev chelev mechavero ve'achlo is chayiv. Someone steals chelev from his friend and then he eats it, he's still chayiv on the gneva and on the achila. Meaning, we don't apply kimle d'rabinei. Why don't we apply kimle d'rabinei? It's not be'idna. It's not simultaneous. Meaning, first he steals the chelev, then he chomps down on it later. So those are two separate points in time, so you can't apply kimle d'rabinei unless it's simultaneous be'idna at the same time. So the Gemara says, maybe this din of Rav Chista is delok Rabbi Avin. Rav Avin says that there's a klal of akira tzora chanacha. We're not going to spend time on this now, but I'm using Rav Chaim to explain this. Apparently, there's the malacha of hotzah is such that the akira is really just the beginning stage of the hanacha. The two are very connected. It's not that you pick up the item, then you walk the alamos, and then separately you put it down. The akira is letzora chanacha, meaning when you do the akira, that's the beginning of the hanacha. Those are two fundamentally connected stages in the malacha of hotzah. Hotzah is such that you need both. One's a t'nai and the other, and therefore they're fundamentally connected. Akira is really just the beginning of hanacha, and therefore anything that happens between akira and hanacha is all relevant to each other, which is why the din is that if a person, the din that Rabbi Avin says, is that if a person, I think, shoots an arrow on Shabbos, Zorik chetz dalad amos and shusar adam on Shabbos, and in the course of its flight, it rips someone's clothing. So we still say kimle d'rabinei. He violated Shabbos and he ripped someone's clothing. We still say kimle, he doesn't have to pay tashlumin. Why? Because the akira was really the tzorech lahanacha. So the whole course of the flight was one long act of hotzah. So we say akira tzorech lahanacha. So the Gemara says, oh, this din of Reb Chista, that if someone steals his friend's chelev and then eats it, it's obviously against Rabbi Avin, because we don't say, the same way we say akira tzorech lahanacha, maybe we should say hagbah tzorech achila. He picked up the chelev in order to eat it. So the Hagbah, the Gneva, was for the Achila, so it should be Kimlev D'Ravineh. So that's a Shver Gemara, no? That doesn't make any sense. By Akira Tzorech Hanacha, by the Malach of Otzah, there's a fundamental connection between. The Akira is the start of the Malach of Otzah. So you could say everything that happens in between is all one act of Otzah. And you could apply Kimlev D'Ravineh. When a Ganeth picks up the Chelev and brings it to his mouth, it's a technicality. It's a technicality. There's no connection between the Hagbah and the Achila. So Reb Chaim asks this kash on himself. Reb Chaim asks this kash on himself. The Gemara doesn't seem to fit with his definition of Akira Tzorech Hanacha. And he says, in a chanami, that's what the Gemara's answer is, that Havamina is wrong because our Yesoda is correct. Okay, but the Havamina doesn't have pshat. So Rav Tversky explained, Bishaito, is that no, now you understand the pshat. The same way that Akira is fundamentally connected to Hanacha in the Malacha of Hotzah, so too, when a person is involved in picking up the Hagbah of a Geneva, Litzorech, eating the chelev, that act of hagbah is the beginning of the achilas chelev. Meaning the halicha towards an avera is already the srach avera, so then avada, maybe avada, I mean it's rejected in the Gemara, but maybe avada, you could have said in svara, that the act of lifting the chelev to your mouth is also a srach avera. You're involved in the avera, bishas, hagbah. So there's a fundamental, not a technical connection, you need to get the food from point A to point B, B being my mouth. No, it's a fundamental, it's part of the achilas chelev, it's a srach of the Achilas Chelev when you're picking it up and lifting it into your mouth. So maybe you could have thought, says the Gemara, that Kimli should apply there as well, just like a Kiro Tzarech Hanava. Comes the Gemara and says, not true, we don't hold that way. But the Svar, you could save, you could salvage, based on the Svar we just offered, that when you're Osek in the Halicha towards, when you're en route towards the Avera, that's the Yelchel V'yasu. The same way by mitzvahs, you have a Schar al Halicha, just like the Asiya, so too by Averos, you're already considered Osek in the Avera, Bishas, Halicha toward the Avera, so too Hagbah, Letzorech Achila. When he was saying Shirma Elonairus, so Rav Tversky shtel tzu to our Gemara. And he said an ayin dalad, an our Gemara, Vrodev v'shiber kelim. So what's the pshat these potter? The Gemara says, Kim lev d'rabine. What's Kim lev d'rabine? Why would it be Kim lev d'rabine? There's no chi of Misa. So apparently the chi of Misa for the Rodev sets in already from an earlier stage when he's chasing after the other guy with his knife. Why is there a chi of Misa already? He didn't do anything. He didn't kill the guy. The answer is no, but if you're en route, if you're mamish, if you plugged it into ways and you're heading there, you're in the middle of the act of Ritzicha, that's considered the act of Ritzicha. You're in the middle of the act of Ritzicha. It's not mamish the Avera yet, and that's why it's a Chiddush that you can kill the guy. But the Chiddush has a Svara that you're already involved in the Avera of Ritzicha, Mishas, running towards that Ritzicha. And that's why we could say he shafts a Chi of Misa on his head for having run after the guy to try to kill him, being Rodef after him. L'chayra, there's an even clearer proof that we're dealing with Onshin here. L'chayra. Because on Ein Gimel and Aleph, I don't know if you got to this yet, but the Gemara, when it's trying to learn the mitzvah of Harigas Harodev in order to save the Nirdaf, the Gemara suggests that there's a Kav Chomer, just like Avada. If you're Madach, you're able to save Isha, Naram Rasa, who's being chased, that he wants to be Ma'anes, her. So you could kill the guy to save her. So Avada, Kav Chomer, you could kill a Rodef Achar Chaver Lahargo in order to save his life and kill the Rodef. So the Gemara says, a nice Kavachomer, but V'chi Onshin Nadin? We don't give a Onshin from a Kavachomer. So it's Mfurish, no? The Gemara said, Ein Onshin Nadin. It's calling Harigas Rodef an Onish. And it's applying the rule of Ein Onshin Nadin, which is a rule in Beis Din about Onshe Beis Din, about Malkus, about Misa, whatever. So, Ein Onshin Nadin. So it's applying here to the case of Rodev also. So isn't that a clear proof, black on white, that Rodev has a din of Onesh to it? So maybe, but maybe, think about this, maybe it's not an obvious proof according to everyone. The Achronim have a famous debate about what the Pshat in Ein Onshin Nadin really is. You look in Beis HaOtzer and elsewhere, Yosef Engel everywhere talks about this. Like anytime he has the opportunity, he talks about this. So Ein Onshin Nadin, what's the pshat? So maybe in the second Seder you saw the Marsha calls a smag that maybe the pshat is that when a person commits a crime, so they're entitled to a kapara. When they commit a bigger crime, maybe they're not entitled to a kapara. It could be that the bigger the crime, ironically, the less entitled to a kapara you are, meaning the less likely we are to kill you. So if a person is chayiv misa and someone did something worse than him, it's not necessarily a kavachomer that he also deserves misa. Maybe he did something so bad he doesn't deserve the kapara of misa. That's an interesting svara. So that's lechora also not pasha, but limited to misos based in. But famously, the Prima Gadim in the Ginas Vradim suggests, others say this as well, that the pshat in Ein Onshin Nadin is that a kavachomer is always a little tenuous. Because, as we see many times in the Gemara, a kavachomer can have a pircha. You can have a kavachomer that seems like it's barzel, but then someone pokes a hole. Someone says there's a pircha, there's a weak point in the Kav HaChomer. So we're not going to take our chrayas on ourselves that we're going to kill someone, give him an onesh misas based in with the possibility that it's a Kav HaChomer pricha, and we don't realize. So since the Kav HaChomer is always tenuous and it's always, we're uncertain, if it might be shlugged up at some point, we can't kill someone in based in based on a Kav HaChomer, ain't onshin min adin. That's what the Prima Gadim suggests in Ginas Bradim. So maybe that's true about Mises Basin, but why is it less true about our case also? Let's say Rodef is not a case of an Onesh. It's a case of, we're killing him, but it's not Batoris Onesh. There's no Onesh on the Rodef, it's just we're killing him because we're saving the Nerdav. Okay, but we're still killing him. So if the Mises is going to be Mishum a Kav HaChomer, I don't care if you're killing him with a hat, a Basin hat on your head. I don't care if you're killing him with a baseball hat on your head. Doesn't matter, whichever hat you're wearing. If you're killing someone, it has to be with absolute certainty that the guy deserves to be killed. Whether you're Basin or whether you're Stam... Good Samaritan. It doesn't matter. You have to have the certitude that you know for sure that this definitely chayiv misa. If you're not sure, you can't kill him. So ein onshin min adin. The word onish is a little bit lav dafka. It doesn't mean ein onshin and based in. It means we can't kill someone when we don't know for sure. A kal v'chomer by definition, we don't know for sure. There's always a chance that it's nitein lepercha, and therefore it would apply here as well. It's not necessarily a raya berura that this din of killing the rodef is obviously an onish. Maybe it's not an onish, and you still apply ein onshin min adin, as we just explained. Again, even without that raya, you have from Ayin Dalet, it's clear there's Torah's onish. Then you have to start to wonder, okay, so if it is an onish, then what's the pshat in the katan from Ayin Beis and Beis? How do you kill a katan if it's all Torah's onshin? So this is also from Rav Twersky the following. If you look in the Rambam, and you should look at this separately today, tomorrow, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Rotzeach, between Halachos Vav and Yud. So the Rambam there brings the mitzvah of Hatzala al yedei harigas harodef. In Halacha Zayin, he brings a makar for it. He brings the pasuk of the katzos as kappa lo sachas einecha, and that's where, I get told you before, he expounds on this in Reish Tzadi Gimel and Mrs. Losa say that the mitzvah, the din, that you have to kill, or say, Losa say that you should not avoid killing the rodef, comes from lo sachas einecha. We don't have that drush in our Gemara. The Ravid there says it's a Sifri. The Rambam himself says it's a Sifri in Sefer Mitzvos. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam brings another pasuk, which we do have in our Gemara, which is Ve'in Moshia La by Nairam Rasa, that if she has a Moshia, then he should be Moshia Bechol Davar. So, to include Harigas Harodev. So, and there's a Hekish from Nairam Rasa to Harodev back and forth, which is brought in our Gemara, Nayin Gimel and Aleph. If you got there, you got there. If not, you'll see in a second. So that's fine for the Rambam to quote that in Halacha Yud, I think I said it was, right? Halacha Yud. But why did the Rambam have two psukim? The Rambam in the beginning quoted a pasuk of Lo Sachas Einecha. So why do you need both? The Rambam does tell you, the Rambam says, you're over on two Los Essays and one Essay. But probably the reason he brought multiple psukim, this works out elsewhere also, not for now, is not to add Lavin or add Essays. It's probably telling us something more fundamental. So Rav Twersky explained at the time, is that the din of Ein Moshi'ala, which is, you'll see soon, Mishum Pagam, so that's a din that you're allowed to save the Namrasa or the Nirdaf if he's going to be killed. That's a din of Hatzala. You're allowed to be Matzil, the person who's being chased. A din of Hatzala, or whatever, or you know, whoever you are, Matzil, the guy from doing the Aver, or whatever you want to say. But you're allowed to be Matzil. But all of that only gets started, what the Rambam is telling us, and you see this in Sefer Mitzvos more clearly, all that only gets started because the guy is a mechuyev misa. Meaning, because this person has a chiyev misa on himself, so then you can get started on saying there's a din hatzala. Stam to be matzil, so it would be a tremendous chiddush to say you can kill someone in order to save someone else. But since the guy is committing an avera, which is a chiyev misa, he's opened himself up, so to speak, to being killed. Now, since we have the din of hatzala, you can go ahead and kill him. But what the Rambam is telling us, there's two dinim here. Now, it's not the same two dinim we talked about from Revelvo. It's different two dinim. But the two dinim are, and this is what we're going to have to figure out together at some point over the next couple of days and weeks, how much they're interrelated or not. But what it seems is like the two dinim are related enough in the following sense. You wouldn't have been able to know of Hatzalah on its own. You only know that you can be matzil by killing someone else once it's mavusasin. It's based on the fact that you know that there's a din of chiv misa that the person has. If you only had a din of hatzala, we'd be stuck. But since there's a din of a chiv misa on the guy, now the din of hatzala takes it further and gives us the mitzvah to kill him. Now, this is just food for thought, but you get a little bit stuck because, let's say, the case of the katan. So katan harodef. He's not chiv misa, he's la bar onshin. So who gives us the right to kill him mishum hatzala? Right? So it can't be that it's haba hatalia in the sense that only in a case where a person is chayiv misa are you able to then enforce the din of hatzala. It has to be that once we know the concept of, again, I'm just feeling it out, lo sachas einecha, so we know a rodef is a mechuyiv misa, so now every case of hatzala becomes permissible or mitzvah to do. You have to figure out how to tighten that up. But the other way out of it, potentially, is the following. It's related to what we spoke on at the beginning of Ben Sarimara. when the Or Samech is something similar, but it's not the same. So you have to figure out if it's wrong because of that. But it's not the same. When the katan harodef achar chaveiro laharga, or a katan ben tes who's being rodef achar namrasa arayos to be ma'anis her. So he's not a mechuyav misa. He's not a bar onshin. That's true. But it's possible, because of the Gemara is a takala miyaika, it's possible that same katan, though, is violating an iser daraisa of, he's violating one of the chiyuvim misa. He's doing the iser of chayvim misos based in, or krisos, whatever the case might be. He's violating the iser of arayos. So when, and again, you have to figure out how this plugs into Rashi, in terms of matzilim and avera versus matzilim as the person, whatever the case might be, however you're going to say it, maybe the pshat in the chiyuv misa, it's the maisa avera, hamechayiv misa, that we're able to have, that we have a din rodef, and then, okay, he's pater mi onshin lemaisa, but he's doing that maisa avera. He has a maisa avera. We spoke about this in the beginning of Ben Sormor. He has a maisa avera of narim rasa, of ritzicha, so you're able to go ahead and enforce the din of atzala on such a person. He's not mechuyev, it's not betaras onshin, because he's not chayev onshin, but he does, it is shaykh, the onish is shaykh to him, it's just that he's pater, he has an exemption, so we'll still enforce the din of atzala on such a person. So maybe they are really related. Maybe they are really related. Maybe the two are mamish based on each other. They're haba hatai. They're really interconnected. And it just happens to be that by a katan, you really do have the toras onesh. You just don't have the chi of onesh. So we can enforce the din atzala, which is ultimately built on the chi of misa. Just before I get to Dani, just because I have to end in a second. When we started this, we were talking about the Rambam in Hilchos Tzeach. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam has a lashon that seems a little bit shver. Because Rambam said that if you're nitin latzil b'echmei varav and you didn't do it, lotarach ba'asa, so then you were hargo, you killed him. So harezeh shofech damim. So he said, what's the pshat in the words harezeh shofech damim? It's obvious the Rambam is addressing what the Gemara was assuming. The Gemara was assuming that the svara chitzona, the muskel rishon, was that this guy, even if you could take off his legs, you could smutter to kill him. So much so that there might be a bar plugged on Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, who holds that you can kill him, even b'chia gavna, that nitin latzil b'echmei varav. But everyone agrees that the havamin, at least, you're allowed to kill the guy, even though you could possibly save him with some limb instead. What's the pshat in that avamina? What's the pshat in that avamina? He's a nefesh, he's a person. Why are you allowed to kill him if you don't have to kill him? The answer is, the pshat is when a person engages in redifa, he becomes a rodef, so he's chayiv misa. There's an onesh that needs to be enforced. Now, you're able to be matzil and be'echad me'evarav, so what? Maybe you don't have to kill him, but you could kill him. He's the same mechuyev misa. He's mechuyev misa. Klape me, I have another route of getting him to stop doing the avera. But lemaisa, the guy is a mechuyev misa. So the svar chitzona, the havamina, is you can kill him on the spot. And the chum setaka, that's true, lahalacha. Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul says, no, this exeris kasa that you shouldn't do it. I agree, the svar is good. There's exeris kasa not do it. Says the Rambam, what we learn though is that ultimately, when Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul says it's usher, he's not saying it's some new iser lav. He's not saying it's some stam iser ba'alma. He's saying that's now shvichas damin. Now that Rabbi Yonasan Mishal says you have another root and you can't use the angle of killing him when you're able to take off one of his limbs, so now that's Shvichas Dam, Harezeh, Shofech Dam. So Rambam is telling us that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yonasan Mishal, is that the Havamina, everyone agrees you could have killed him because it's Mechuyev of Misa, because that's the basis of everything. Kimlei, even the Harigas HaKatan, the basis is really a Mechuyev of Misa's based in. He has a Ptur, but he's Be'etzem, Shayach the Torah's Onshin. Okay, but you have a way of killing him otherwise, so Rabbi Yonasan Mishal says, it's going to be considered shvichas dam at this point to actually kill him. These last points, especially Rabbi Yonasan Mishal, keep them in mind. Maybe chazen them a little bit. Keep them in mind, because when we get to Ayin Gimel and Beis, Ayin Dal and off the top, it's not 100% clear to me what the svaras are and aren't in terms of Rabbi Yonasan Mishal, the Havmina and the Maskana, and where else it might apply, if it applies to Na'arim Rasa versus Ritzicha. So you have to figure out if all of these things hold up. But at least that should open up the sugya a little bit in terms of what to think about over the course of Ayin Gimel and Aleph and Beis and the top of Ayin Dalet and Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here.